Prophetess Terry.
Amen. Father God, we declare and decree your presence in our midst tonight. We declare and decree freedom in the atmosphere to move in your Holy Spirit, Lord God, according to your will here in our midst. We decree and declare answered prayers. We decree and declare testimonies, Father, continued favor and miracles, Lord God. Thank you for your presence, Lord God. We decree and declare continued breakthroughs and open doors for prosperity, healing miracles, Lord God, in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. We decree and declare continued clarity and focus to know your will clearly. And we decree and declare your blessing on each one here tonight and our families, Lord God. We decree and declare your protection of your angels all around us. And again, your presence in our midst, Father. Thank you, Father, for all you're doing, all you have done, and all you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Let's pray over in the Holy Ghost. Let's bomb our heavens.
Oh, God, love you, boy. I 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 love you, boy.
Oh, Heavenly Father, as we raise our voices on tonight, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power that continues to reign in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the love that is unending. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to choose us each and every day. Lord, we thank you for the doors that have unlocked in our lives. We thank you for the increase that's happening in our finances. Lord God, we thank you for the relationships that have been restored in this season. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in all our ways, in all our sin, Lord God, we thank you that you would continue to forgive us and grant us mercy all the days of our lives. Lord, we thank you for the victory that's taking place in this season and the health of our prophets and the health of our community, Lord God. We thank you for the mending of brokenness, Lord God, that's taking place within our community, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that as you continue to align our steps, Lord God, and order our ways, Lord God, that your glory would reign, that it would shed light in places of darkness, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the abundance and the overflow and the anointing that is taking place in this season, Lord God. Grant us peace of mind. Grant us peace of heart, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the leadership, Lord God, that bears the weight, Lord God. We pray for our shepherds in this season, Lord God, that you would just bless them with a double anointing in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the traveling mercies and the angels that are on alert and that are on watch, Lord God. We thank you that where we are is far from where we're going, Lord God. And we thank you that the vision is greater, that it is bigger. And we thank you, Lord God, even now, Lord God, we thank you for the connection that takes place to the prophetic, Lord God. May our words continue to manifest in our lives. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we lift up the praises on high. We magnify your name. We worship you. We adore you. We reverence you and honor you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you in advance for touching your servants even now, Lord, in this hour, your good and faithful servants, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and Prophetess Bessie Allen, Lord. Lord, give them rejuvenation in their spirit, rejuvenation in their body. Touch them from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, Lord, so that they may have the turnaround and also be able to give their testimony. Lord, thank you right now for being with everyone on this phone line and with everyone that was not able to make it on the phone line. Lord, thank you for all of the bishops and the leaders across the world. Lord, thank you for our Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and also Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and what you're doing in their lives as well, Lord. Thank you for your awesome glory and thank you for enrapturing us with your abundant love and your grace and mercy that endures forevermore as you continue to give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, thank you for your oncoming favor and the doors of progression that are opening even now. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. For your word declares, my God, we are two or three are gathered together there, and there you are in the midst of us. And we thank you, Father, because the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. We bless your name tonight and we give you glory, Father, for the power of agreement, for the power of oneness, for the power, my God, of being in one accord and one place, Father. Even though we are separate, but we are one body, Father. We thank you as we continue to present our bodies as living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable, Father, which is but a reasonable service, not to be confirmed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, so we prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We thank you for the mind of Christ, and we thank you, Father, for your wisdom and revelation, knowledge, my God, and spiritual understanding that you impart unto us. Even, my God, in the prophetic order of my Elijah, even, Lord, in Zoe ministry and the ministries, Father, abroad, my God, the fivefold ministry that you're touching And Father, that you're edifying, that you're building up, and that Father, that you're raising up, my God, Lord, your warriors, my God, even for such a time as this, to stand in the gap, my God, on behalf of others. We thank you, Father, for the prophetic voice that you have given unto us, my God, to be as your oracles in the earth. We thank you for our Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that you will continue to, Lord, strengthen them, my God. Lord, that they can continue, my God, to seek your face, not to seek your face. Lord, your revelation will come forth, and the unfolding of hidden manner that is your word, that you will grant unto the lives of your people, my God, with all simplicity, because we know the entrance of the word to give it light and bring the understanding to the simple. We thank you, Father, for the blood that will cover every womb, every life, and your angels, my God, on assignment continually. Father, even around Guam, my God, around the states, the 52 states, Lord, even the people of America, Father, even Lord, the other nations, Father, we bring them all before you, Father, because you are a God, my God, that is the God of the earth. And we thank you, Lord, you're the God of the heaven. And we will look, we will lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. None of our help come from you, Lord Jesus. And we decree, let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered, Father, east, west, north, and south. And let your healing virtue flow, because you're still the balm in Gilead. And healing is the children's bread. So heal, restore, revive, rekindle the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing prophetess Cindy Das and Patsy Allen. Thank you, Lord, for healing them from the crown of the head to the toes. Thank you, Lord, for doing complete healing for them. Thank you for my two wonderful parents, and thank you for doing healing the body, Lord, especially my father's legs and my mother's chest. Thank you, Lord, for your healing for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the nation. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making the nation stronger than ever. Thank you for blessing and prosperity for the nation. Thank you, Lord, for peace and peace, for that is what we desire to have, peace in the nation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for putting a hedge of protection over the elderly. Thank you for Pastor and Archbishop Jordan. Thank you for so many and the prophets and prophetess. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. I give you the praise and honor, for you are worthy to be praised. My help comes from the Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for you are wonderful. You are worthy to be praised, and I give you the praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy. Thank you for the opportunity to pray again, to start our prayer off in the morning, God. You said we pray in the morning, you would hear us. And we're to pray always, to pray without ceasing. So we thank you, God, for hearing our prayer. Thank you for your mercy. It endures forever. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient for us. And thank you for your healing. Healing, Prophetess Betsy, healing for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, healing for those who are sick and wounded and suffering, God. Thank you for your healing and your mercy. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness. Thank you for my family, God, and I thank you for salvation coming to each and every person in my family. And I also thank you for my own healing. And I thank you for newness, God, newness, and for prosperity and peace. Thank you for your provisions, God, and I ask you to remember each and every prophet on the line and their families. Bless them in their homes and their going and their coming. Bless them in their future endeavors. Bless them in their jobs. Bless them as they serve you, God. Bless them with strength and with peace and with courage, and bless everyone listening on the line on today, Lord. Bless those who are in need of finances, in need of healing, in need of strength, in need of courage, in need of whatever it is that they need, God, I thank you for blessing them. And thank you for salvation, God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit in the land, God. Thank you for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to meet together once again in agreement, Lord. There's power in the unity of agreement in prayer. And just pray for continued breakthroughs, Lord, continued favor, continued clarity. I speak peace and stability and clarity to each of our minds, Lord God, that we'll be focused on you, that we will walk in the mind of Christ and not the conditioned mind, Lord God, not allowing things or situations to distract us. Thank you for that, Lord God, for clarity and focus as you move us forward into a season of elevation, Lord God. Last year in the Ascension, Master Prophet said, if you see me, go up. So we know you're moving us forward, Father. Thank you for what the plans for good that you have for each one of us, Lord God. Continue to direct our steps. Decree and declare healing, Lord, as well to each one that needs healing strength in their bodies, Lord God, each one. And your favor around each one of us, Father, for continued miracles and testimonies and the prosperity that is our portion, Lord God, all that you have for us, Father. Help us to be faithful, Lord God. Strengthen us to persevere and be faithful with what you've given us to do, and continue to trust the process and trust you, Father God, in all your ways. And to you, Lord, be the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, O God, and ordering our step, O God. Thank you, God, for strength, O God, because truly you are our Redeemer, O God. And thank you, God, because truly you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and Almighty God. And God, we thank you and give you all honor and praise, O God. Thank you for putting the enemy under our feet, O God. Thank you, God, for protection, O God. Thank you, God, for making the crooked road straight, O God. And God, we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, O God. And God, we thank you for you are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, O God. And we thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for your love, God, because no man has a greater love greater than you, O God. And we thank you, God, for supplying our every need, God. And we thank you, God, for peace, God, in our communities, God. And God, we thank you, God, for restoration and healing, God, for all your people, God. Thank you, God, for healing them from the top of their crown to the bottom of the soles of their feet, oh God. And we thank you, God, for also restoration and healing be to your prophetess, God, Prophetess Bessie Allen and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, God, could heal them, God. And God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people, over their loved ones, over their children, their grandchildren, God, and all that circle around them, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, God, for they are already condemned. In Jesus' mighty and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you with an open heart just to say thank you again, God, to say thank you for allowing us to be who we are, to say thank you that you are an awesome God for all the things that you continue to keep doing in our life, God. Father God, we thank you for the healing that you're placing in our prophetess tonight, God. We thank you, God, for the restoration, God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you continue to keep adding into our lives, God. We thank you, God, that you have made us a conqueror over all things, God. Father God, you have given us the power to come over against any type of debt and sickness, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you that we have the power to declare the victory in our life, God. Father God, we thank you for the greater joy, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father, we thank you for a new day even now, Father God. We thank you for great strength even now, Father. We thank you for all of the lives here on the line even now, Father God. We thank you for new beginnings even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all that's happening and occurring even now in our lives. Father God, I want to thank you for continuing to lift us up, Father God, as we continue to lift you up even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for forgiveness even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for peace even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for new joy even now, Father God. Father God, allow a fresh wind of peace to blow in our hearts and in our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, thank you already in advance for all that you're doing even now in our situations even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Touch their minds even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for being the creator, Father God. Mold us and shape us in the way that you see fit even now, Father God. Father God, continue to order our steps in your way even now, Father God. Father, thank you. We continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you, Father. Most importantly, thank you for favor. Thank you for life. I love you, Lord. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua. Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you what you're doing on this prayer call even now. We thank you, Father God, for touching the lives of your people. We thank you, Father God, even now for doing a new thing, Father God. We thank you for we know that this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now for all of our leadership. We thank you, Father God, for our leaders, Father God. We thank you for our bishops and our pastors and our ministers and our elders, Father God. We thank you for our deacons and deaconesses, our prophets and prophetesses, Father God. Right now, Father God, we thank you for doing a divine healing, even for your daughter, Prophetess Betsy Allen. We thank you for the healing that you're doing for your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. We thank you for the healing that you're doing for those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for raising up the sick, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now for lifting up those, Father God, that may be dealing with disability, Father God. We thank you for strengthening them, Father God, putting bones where bones are not, Father God. And thank you, Father God, for adding unto us daily, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the benefits, Father God. For your word declares, Father God, that you know the plans that you have for us, plans for us to prosper, plans to give us a future, plans to give us a hope, Father God. We thank you and we rejoice now, Father God, for that hope. For our hope is in the Lord, Father God. For your word declares that in you we move, live, and have our being, Father God. And right now, Father God, we just say yes to your will. We say yes to your way, Father God. We thank you even now for raising up this generation, Father God, and bringing a fire into their lives, Father God. Just hunger and thirst after you, just like the deer panteth after the water, so does my soul panteth after the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you now, Father God, for doing what you're continuing to do inside of each and every one of our lives. We thank you for touching those guardians, those elders in our communities, Father God. We thank you. We lift up each and every grandfather, each and every grandmother, Father God. We thank you for touching them, Father God, and giving them strength, Father God, even now. Increase their mind, Father God. Restore unto them, Father God, their youth. We thank you, Father God, for touching our children in this season, Father God. Touch their minds, touch their hearts, Father God. And we thank you for creating inside of us a clean heart. We'll be so careful to give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. And this second cross 7:14 say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And Father God, I decree that promise all over the land right now in the name of Jesus. Let that promise go from city to city, from state to state, from county to county, from neighborhood to neighborhood, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare healing and restoration to our, hallelujah, land right now, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Shalom that will begin to invade right now, hallelujah, the peace of God that will begin to invade all over the land right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to tone down the violence all over the world right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and I declare that this particular season shall be our, hallelujah, our step back will become our comeback. Because your words say, all things work together for good for those that love the word, Lord, and that are called unto his purpose. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our came up here. I pray for every sick person that is on this line right now. And I thank you for your dunamis power that will begin to take flight and begin to, hallelujah, begin to consume their bodies, God.